South Sudan Vice President Hussein Abdel Baji, who heads the National Task Force on COVID-19, read the public order Tuesday at his residence in Juba.
With the emergence of a new variant, Delta and Omicron, and the recent increase in numbers of the positive cases in the country, coupled with the announcement of the fourth wave by the World Health Organization, the National Task Force on Coronavirus Pandemic is hereby issuing the public order number 16-2021, dated 2021 December 2021, to effect the partial lockdown measures, which will remain in force until 10 January 2022.
On Sunday, South Sudan's National Health Ministry confirmed 500 new cases in the three previous days, raising the total number of positive cases to 14,002 and the number of COVID-related deaths to 133. Abdel Baji revealed that he tested positive on Monday. The vice president says he is quarantining at his residence.
Few days I have been feeling unwell, having cold and flu. Yesterday, December 2021, I decided to take a COVID test. It turned out to be positive. I have already quarantined myself at my residence, and all family members and staff in my office shall be screened, and appropriate measures shall be taken to safeguard against the further spread of the virus at my residence and office.
Abdel Baji strongly advised mourners not to gather in big numbers at funerals. He also warned the public against turning in large numbers to receive bodies of relatives at airports or funerals.
This shall only be attended by not more than 20 immediate relatives. 3. Authorized health facilities and travel terminals, domestic, are allowed to use the approval antigen-based rapid diagnosis test, RTDS, for the purpose of screening. Number 4, warning all the public and private health facilities not to admit any COVID-19 patient or suspect.
Abdel Baji says medical workers in public and private health facilities should alert the Public Health Emergency Operations Center of suspected positive cases so that authorized health officials can take action. He also ordered the Juba City Council and other municipal council across South Sudan to ensure that traders, hotel customers, and the general public wear face masks in public and do not gather in large numbers.
Directing Civil Aviation Authority to enforce COVID-19 measures at the airport. 7. All the places of worship, social gathering, entertainment, discos, public and private transport, hotels, restaurants, tea places, markets are directed to reinforce their respective guideline on COVID-19 preventive measures.
On Tuesday, South Sudan received an additional 360,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from the United Nations state government. A statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Juba says the donation is to fulfill President Joe Biden's commitment to strengthen the fight against the global pandemic and to save lives and to lead the world in bringing an end to the pandemic. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.